From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Government to prepare for industrialization of dwarf coconut trees. Vice President inaugurates OPOP Kalimantan Expo. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where President Joko Widodo revealed on Thursday in a press statement broadcast on the official YouTube channel of the Presidential Secretariat that the government will prepare for the industrialization of dwarf coconut trees planted throughout Indonesia. Preparations are also being made for industrialization because this coconut can be used to produce palm sugar and it can also be used for obtaining coconut oil. According to the president, the industrialization of dwarf coconut trees has at least two main benefits. First, there is additional income for the community. Second, dwarf coconut trees can be planted on unproductive lands, in yards, in gardens, etc. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin inaugurated the One Pesantren One Product OPOP Kalimantan Expo 2022 at Dr. Muryani Field, Banjarbaru, South Kalimantan on Thursday. He said pesantren or Islamic boarding schools should not only become centers of education and religious propagations that produce Islamic preachers, but also centers of economic empowerment. It is hoped that the One Product Islamic Boarding School program, popularly called the OPOP program, can become a movement that provides impetus to micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs in Indonesia to become more advanced, productive and competitive. Indonesia and Saudi Arabia have agreed to integrate their placement system for Indonesian migrant workers, or PMI, into a single channel system. The updated agreement will serve as a foundation for unifying Saudi Arabia's job market application, Musanet, and Indonesia's job market system, Siap Kerja. Manpower Minister Ida Fauzia informed after witnessing the agreement signing ceremony in Bali on Thursday. In a joint speech, Fauzia informed that the single-channel system will be piloted in 7 regions in Saudi Arabia. IT teams from both countries had met on Sunday and agreed on a business process so that Musanet and Siap Kerja can be integrated without delay. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan chaired a coordination meeting and working visit to Sorong and Raja Ampat in the context of accelerating infrastructure development and regional development in West Papua on Thursday. Coordinating Minister Luhut and Acting Deputy Rahmat also wants all development to run according to the predetermined timeline. According to a release received by Voice of Indonesia on Thursday, local governments, supported by the central government, can invite local universities and other academics to help carry out research. Let's move on to the international news, where oil prices dropped in Asia trade on Friday amid an uncertain demand outlook, though benchmark contracts were headed for weekly gains as recession fears eased. Uncertainty capped price gains as the market absorbed Contrasting demand fuels from the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries OPEC and the International Energy Agency IEA. On Thursday, OPEC cut its forecast for growth in world oil demand in 2022 by 260,000 barrels per day. It now expects demand to rise by 3.1 million barrels per day this year. Asian stock tracked Wall Street loses, and then yen fell on Friday as investors remain filled with uncertainty over how aggressively the Federal Reserve would raise interest rates to tackle inflation despite softer numbers earlier this week. The slight easing of inflation readings this week had driven global stocks higher and capped a rising dollar, until a string of Fed speakers put paid to expectation of the central bank going slow on further policy tightening. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said on Friday he will instruct his government to come up with additional measures to cushion the economic blow from rising energy and food prices. Kishida said he will issue the order at the meeting of a government panel on Monday that will discuss measures to help retailers and households cope with rising living costs. Listener, now let's move on to commentary on international economies urge Afghanistan central bank assets to be returned.
Today's commentary is on international economies urge Afghanistan central bank assets to be returned. Some 70 economies and international experts are urging the United States government and other countries to give up Afghanistan central bank assets. The insistence was stated in a letter sent to the United States President Joe Biden on Wednesday, August the 10th. As quoted from Republica.com, the international economist said that the assets of the Central Bank of Afghanistan, the Afghanistan Bank, worth $9 billion US, need to be returned to stimulate the country's economy. They argue that Afghanistan has experienced a humanitarian crisis that has made the people suffered greatly. To mitigate that and set the Afghan economy on a path of recovery, economists urged the United States to allow Afghanistan's central bank to recover its international reserves. Since August 2021, when the Taliban took over and foreign troops withdrew from the country, the U.S. has frozen nearly $9.5 billion US in assets belonging to Afghanistan's central bank, most of which is in Federal Reserve Accounts New York and U.S.-based financial institutions. The freezing of Afghanistan's foreign exchange reserves abroad has caused a shortage of funds and cash in the country. This has become one of the triggers for worsening the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. In May 2022, as quoted from IDN Times, there are 24 million Afghans who are in dire need of humanitarian assistance. This figure increased by 5.6 million people when compared to the previous year. About 70% of households in Afghanistan are reported to be unable to meet their basic daily needs. Seeing the increasingly worrisome condition of the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan, efforts to overcome the problems in this country are urgently needed at this time. One way is to return funds or assets of the Central Bank of Afghanistan held in the accounts of the New York Federal Reserve and U.S.-based financial institutions, as economists call. However, it seems that the international community, including the United States, is still reluctant to grant this. It is the hardline policies of the Taliban government that are likely to make the United States and the international community still reluctant to disburse funds from Afghanistan's central bank assets that are very much needed by the country. If that's the case, the Taliban government should live up to its commitment to respecting human rights and women's rights when it took over Afghanistan a year ago, and do not rule like their reign in the 1996 until 2001 period, which was full of restrictions. Well, that was commentary today.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
I'll start today in history with August the 12th, 1985. Japan Airlines 123 crash. On August the 12th, 1985, Japan Airlines Flight 123 of Boeing 747 crashed on Mount Takamagahara, Gunma Prefecture, 100 kilometers from the capital city of Tokyo, Japan. The crash site is on two ridges near Mount Osutaka. The single accident is the worst in aviation history. The accident victims recorded at 520 people, namely the entire crew of 15 and 105 of the 509 passengers. Turning to August the 12th, 1990, Tyrannosaurus rex fossils found. The most complete and largest Tyrannosaurus rex fossil was found in South Dakota, United States, on August the 12th, 1990. The fossil was finally named Sue. It is estimated to be 65 to 67 million years old. Citing history.com, Tyrannosaurus rex fossil found by fossil hunter Susan Hendrickson. She found three large bones jutting out of a cliff near Faith, South Dakota. The skeleton, which was 13 feet high at the hip and 42 feet long from the head to toe, with a 2,000-pound skull and 58 teeth, was displayed in a special exhibition at the Field Museum in May 2000. I'll conclude today in history with August the 12th, 1999, the first International Youth Day. International Youth Day is celebrated every August the 12th. This commemoration stems from the recommendation of the World Conference of Ministers Responsible for Youth in 1998. International Youth Day is commemorated as a manifestation of the role of youth in social life. Young people can be important partners in realizing global efforts on various issues. The United Nations General Assembly adopted August the 12th as International Youth Day in resolution of 1999. That was today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you. Voice of Indonesia.
Rintik demi rintik membasahi muka bumi saat itu, penuh dengan payung seketika jas hujan dicari-cari. Semua orang inginkan teduh
listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kilohertz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Agriculture Ministry mentioned that food diversification consumed by the people must be done to anticipate food crisis threat. Moreover, when the population grows every year. That was stated by Director for Cereals at the Director General of Food Crops, Ismail Wahab, in a discussion entitled Anticipating Global Food Crisis Threat, held online as observed in Jakarta on Tuesday. Quoted by Antara News Agency, Ismail Wahab said that maintaining domestic food production will not be enough to fulfill food needs with a growing population annually. Without staple food diversification, with 1.49% annual population growth, Indonesia will soon face difficulties. He further explained that the Indonesian agricultural land is decreasing, with the diminishing fertile land in Java Island that was repurposed into non-agricultural infrastructure. rice consumption per capita must be lowered and replaced by alternative staple foods that are abundant in Indonesia and highly nutritious, such as cassava, sago, and sorghum. Ismail also remarked that the Indonesian people's alternative food besides rice is the food from wheat, such as noodle and bread. However, wheat in Indonesia is mostly imported because the land is not appropriate with wheat planting. Currently, the world wheat price is spiking 3 times because the world's biggest wheat producer, Ukraine, is facing geopolitical conflict against Russia. Besides, other wheat producers' countries start limiting export to fulfill domestic needs. Furthermore, Ismail also stated that sorghum does not contain gluten as wheat does. Therefore, sorghum is not appropriate as a bread ingredient because it does not have gluten that makes bread rise. However, currently food producers have been promoting gluten-free healthy food. Therefore, sorghum is suitable as gluten-free healthy food product as wheat replacement.
Cinta, terima kasih kau telah ada dan hiasi hari-hari di dalam hidupku. Mahuku kau tak pergi dari aku, bisa mencintai selalu hingga akhir aku.
Janjimu, maaf bila aku menuntut.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
People of West Lombok held ritual night, namely Mandik Pusaka, to celebrate Islamic New Year, First Muharram or Satu Suro. The ritual was held at Gedeng Gerung Prigi Gerung, Lombok Barat, West Nusa Tenggara, on August 6, 2022. The ritual Mandik Pusaka is the annual ritual which is usually carried out at the first month of Hijriah calendar. Some owners gathered to bathe their heirlooms. According to local public figures, the ritual is to preserve the soul in the context of Islamic religion, namely silaturahim. Besides, the process of Mandik Pusaka is also aimed at approaching friendship and preserving adiluhung. Other meaning of the rituals are to manifest culture originated by ancestors and stipulate that social cultural values still exist in the people's mind. From the ritual, keris or traditional weapon from Lombok can be inventoried and easily track the existence in the future. When the ritual is carried out, the used keris is noted one by one, its name and origin. At the ritual of Mandik Pusaka, all the owners of keris across Lombok come to the place chosen to gather and bring their keris. They will wait in turn when one by one the keris is bathed by the elected tribe public figure. The ritual also accompanied by reciting lontar or paos, namely the written reading on palm leaves inscribed with Sanskrit letters that contain high moral values. In this ritual, the keris is usually bathed in water, which has been mixed with 7 types of sataman flowers. There must be at least 3 types of flowers, namely cempaka, sandat, and roses.
Sekian lama terapung di sebuah pelayaran, mencari dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Hatiku beristirahatlah, sandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Terlalu lama sendiri, tak ada tujuan. Engkau butuh dermaga hati untukmu menepi. Sudahkah kau temui? Datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Kamu cari, datanglah kepadaku, lihatlah aku di sini berlabuh-labuh. Di hatiku beristirahatlah, bersandarlah padaku,
kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari. Padaku lihatlah, ku di sini berulang di hatiku beristirahat. Bersandarlah padaku, nikmatilah kasihku, ku kan setia menemani. Akulah yang kau cari.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Miss Eleni for today highlights UNM students create tornado early warning system. Listeners, Arham, a student of electrical engineering education at Makassar State University, UNM, has created a digital-based tornado early warning system. He said that through the microcontroller, the people will receive disaster potential status via SMS. The device becomes an important point in the verification of the Climate Village Program, Environment and Forestry Ministry. He also remarked that the idea came up from the concerns of the Masenrempulo Village Government and Masumpu Climate Village Working Group about tornadoes that often hit the village. The digital technology consists of three main components. They are a solar panel, a wind sensor, and a microcontroller. The microcontroller, besides recording the wind speed, also sends notification via SMS in real time. There are three notifications sent automatically, namely, standby for wind above 30 kmph alerts for wind above 50 kmph and warning for wind above 60 kmph. Arham chose SMS to send the notification considering all points have the service. The Climate Village Verificator team, along with South Sulawesi Environment Agency and Bone Regency Environment Agency, has verified the device as a portal for strong wind of disaster alert. That's Miss Seleni.
Terlintas menemukanmu, hangatkan dinginnya duniaku. Di setiap hari terasa indah, melebihi semua mimpi dan anganku. Seperti mu
cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhenque pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from West Java entitled Alam Bandung, to be sung by Dayu A.G. This song tells the natural beauty of Bandung City, whose air is cool and people are friendly. Mount Tacuban Perahu is a symbol of the tranquility and persistence of the Sundanese people. Here is Dayu A.G. with the regional song from West Java entitled Alam Bandung.
Bandung kota. yang lembur singku kejong lembur panglayungan duh betah kurang lembut melambahan poe isukan. Kota Bandung dan subur kurmatmu duh tempat nulinu sejarah para leluhur tangkuban parahku sasakala sang putra muni cinta itu sang kuria keberangan tangkutan parahku nangkut nepi kaki wari jadi lambang anu tangku gemar ribah lo cinta gunung pangrango ngadago anjut bulan nanti panggung barangan kota Bandung kota tangkuban parahku sasakala sangkuria putra lumi cinta itu sangkuria tangkuban parahku nangkut nepi kaki wari jadi lambang anu tangtu kemari pak locing ngawi gunung pak rago ngadagong ada kuat anjir mulang nanti panggung barangan sang kurian putra demi cinta itu sang kurian tak berangan tangkutan parahku nangkut nepi kaki wari jadi lambang anu tangku gemaripah lo cinta
Voice of Indonesia.
Senja selalu sempurna. Seperti kisahku dan dia saling menatap tak bicara. Dia membisu melayang. Ku cinta kau, kau cinta. Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hati
telah ada dan hiasi hari-hari di dalam hidupku. Mauku kau tak pergi dari aku, bisa mencintai selalu hingga akhir aku.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention, and after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address VOI@vianews.id.